Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an atmosphere workflow in Ableton Live 12 that gives your drum and bass track that old-school rave pressure. Not glossy, not pretty for the sake of it. We're going for fog, tension, motion, and that feeling that the track is always leaning forward like the room is breathing with a break. Think jungle energy, early rave energy, rolling DNB energy, dark air behind the drums, vintage texture, sonic glue, arrangement movement. The whole point is not to drown the track in huge pads. It's to create a supporting atmosphere that makes the drums and bass hit harder. A really useful mindset here is this. Atmosphere in DNB should act like supporting rhythm section, not just a background wash. If the drums stopped, would the atmosphere still feel interesting? If yes, you're probably onto something solid. If it only works because the mix is busy, then it needs more character and less dependence on volume. So let's build this properly. First, set up a clean return system. Instead of loading reverb and delay on every sound, make dedicated return tracks so you can control the space like a mixer, not like a guess. Create three returns, one for space, one for dub, and one for texture. On the space return, you can use things like reverb or hybrid reverb. On the dub return, use echo. On the texture return, use a gritty chain with filtering, saturation, maybe some movement effects. This keeps your dry drums and bass punchy, while the atmosphere lives in a separate zone that you can automate and shape. That is a classic DNB workflow. Keep the core dry and powerful. Let the atmosphere live on the side. Now let's make the main atmosphere source. For old school pressure, avoid bright cinematic pads. You want something rougher, darker, and a bit less obviously beautiful. Good source choices include an analog pad with simple saws, a wave-heatable patch that slowly evolves, a sampled rave stab, a chopped break ambience loop, a noise layer with filtering, or a detuned single-note drone. If you're building from wave-heatable, start simple. Load wave-heatable on a MIDI track. Choose a saw wave or layered saws, add a little detune, keep unison low to medium, and shape it with a slow attack and long release. Then darken the filter. Keep the low pass somewhere in that 250 to 800 Hz area, depending on the sound. Add just a touch of resonance. Then use a very slow LFO on the filter cutoff, maybe moving over one or two bars. That's the key. It should feel like it's coming from a warehouse wall, not floating around like a trance pad. And if you want more old-school authenticity, don't think in big lush chords all the time. Think fragments, implications, tension. A chord drone can work really well, especially in a minor or suspended voicing. M, DM, FM, GM, or unresolved suspended shapes all sit nicely in this world. Keep the voicing low, mid, heavy, and avoid too much brightness. You want menace, not sweetness. Another great source is a short rave stab and simpler. Load it, set it to classic or one shot, stretch or pitch it down, and treat it more like texture than melody. You can also use noise as the entire source. An operator or analog noise patch, heavily filtered and slowly modulated, can be brilliant for that air behind the breaks. Once you've got a source, shape it with a proper atmosphere FX chain. A good starting chain is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, a movement device like chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, and then utility at the end. Start with EQ8. High pass the atmosphere so it doesn't fight the sub. That might mean cutting anything below 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. If it gets muddy in the low mids, notch some of that 250 to 500 range. If it's fighting the snare crack or respite, gently dip around 2 to 4 kHz. And if the top is too sharp, tame it with a low pass or a high shelf cut. Next, add a little saturator. Don't smash it. Just a few dB of drive and soft clipping can make the atmosphere feel older, dirtier, more system-friendly. That bit of grit helps it sit in a rave or jungle mix instead of sounding like polished ambient wallpaper. Then auto-filter. This is one of your main movement tools. A low-pass 24 setting works well. Start the cutoff fairly low and automate it over time. Opening the filter over 8 or 16 bars before a drop is classic pressure-building language. You can also use a slow LFO if you want the atmosphere to drift on its own. After that, echo. Keep the repeats dark and smeared. Try 1/8, 1/4, or dotted values with moderate feedback and roll off the high end inside the delay. You want unstable, filtered repeats that feel like they're bouncing around a warehouse, not sparkling digital delays that pull attention away from the drums. Then hybrid reverb. Keep the decay sensible, maybe 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on the section. Use a little pre-delay so the source stays readable, and high-pass the reverb return so the low end doesn't pile up. A room or convolution flavor can sound especially good for that damp, old concrete vibe. You can blend a bit of hall if you want size, but don't turn it into a shiny cloud. It should feel like space behind the tune, not above it. Add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger if you want more motion. Chorus gives you slow width and swirl. Phaser or flanger gives you a slightly haunted, unstable edge. Keep it subtle. A little movement goes a long way when the drums are already busy. Finish with utility, so you can control width and keep an eye on mono compatibility. You can widen the atmosphere, but don't let it wreck the center. The kick, snare, and bass need to stay focused. Now let's add a second path for grime and motion. On your texture return, build a chain like auto filter, redux, saturator, reverb, and utility. This is your lo-fi lane. Redux gives you bit reduction and downsampling texture. Use it lightly unless you want full jungle crackle chaos. This return is great for vinyl hiss, break noise, reversed cymbals, chop tails, and tiny stab fragments. It makes the atmosphere feel embedded in the track instead of floating on top of it. Here's a big workflow point. Use send automation instead of leaving giant effects on all the time. That's where a lot of people go wrong. They plaster reverb all over the source and then wonder why the mix turns to mush. Keep the source more controlled, and automate sends into space, dub, or texture where needed. Bring atmosphere in for the end of an 8-bar phrase. Hit the send after a snare fill. Push it up in breakdowns. Throw it on vocal chops or stab hits. Make it intentional. That keeps the mix punchy and gives the atmosphere a real arrangement role. To make the whole thing breathe with the drums, use sidechain compression on the atmosphere bus. Duck it lightly from the kick or drum bus so the break can breathe through the wash. You're aiming for subtle movement, not obvious pumping unless that's the effect you want. Think of it as the atmosphere making room for the groove. You can also use a gate or clip envelopes to create rhythmic pulsing. A drone that opens and closes in half-bar shapes can add that rolling pressure without needing a melody. Now let's talk arrangement, because atmosphere is not just a sound design problem, it's an energy problem. In the intro, start with a filter drone, some vinyl noise, maybe a distant stab. Slowly open the filter over 16 bars. Add delay throws on the last hit of each phrase. Build the feeling that the room is waking up. In a breakdown, remove the kick and sub, let the atmosphere widen out, and maybe bring in a reverse stab leading into the next section. A filtered break loop under the wash can work beautifully here. The idea is to let the space bloom, then pull it back in just before the impact. Right before the drop, create a little emptiness. Cut the reverb tail for a bar. Pull the delay feedback down. Sweep the filter briefly in a downward motion. Then slam back in with dry drums and bass. That contrast is what makes the drop feel huge. A strong old-school atmosphere is usually built from three layers. First, a tonal layer. That could be a drone, a pad, a stab, or even a choir-like synth tone. Second, a noisy layer. Vinyl crackle, hiss, filtered white noise, or break room ambience. Third, a motion layer. Delay repeats, phaser swirl, reverse tails, chopped fragments. If each layer does one job, you get depth without clutter. That's the trick. And now for one of the best Ableton workflow moves. Bounce and resample your atmosphere. Route the atmosphere bus to a new audio track, record 8 to 16 bars, then chop the result into new phrases. Reverse some sections. Pitch a few clips up or down a bit. Reprocess them with filters and reverb. This is huge for jungle and DNB, because it turns generic effect tails into custom texture. You can make whole transitions out of a single recorded wash. That's where the magic lives. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. 1. Too much low end in the reverb. If the atmosphere clouds the sub, the whole track loses weight. High pass aggressively before the return and on the return itself. 2. Atmosphere that's too bright. Old school pressure is usually darker and smokier. Use slow pass filtering and be careful around harsh upper mids. 3. No movement. Static pads get boring fast in DNB. Automate filter cutoff, scent levels, pan, or LFO movement. 4. Too much stereo width. Huge wide atmosphere can weaken the center impact. Keep the drums, bass, and snare focused, and test mono regularly. 5. Putting atmosphere on everything. If every sound is drenched in space, the mix becomes a blur. Use returns and automation. Be selective. 6. Too clean. This style often needs a bit of grit. Add subtle saturator, redux, or a sampled texture so it feels like it belongs in the system. A few pro tips to finish. darken the return, not just the source. Put EQ and filtering on the return chain so the space itself stays controlled. Use minor and suspended voicings. Unless you want intentional contrast, stay away from happy major chords. Make the atmosphere answer the breakbeat. If the break fills, let the atmosphere swell or glitch right after it. Resample old school sources whenever you can. A single stab, a reverb tail, or a break loop can become a full atmospheric bed after bounce and editing. And remember the DJ mindset. Think in 8-bar phrases: open, close, wash, cut, slam. That phrase-based thinking is really effective in DNB arrangement. Here's a solid practice exercise. Build a 16-bar old-school atmosphere section using just one pad or drone, one noise layer, one delay return, one reverb return, and one filtered break loop. Make a dark pad in wavetable or analog, high-pass it and send it to reverb and echo. Add vinyl or noise on another track. Sidechain the atmosphere lightly to a ghost kick or drum bus. Drop in a chopped break loop with heavy filtering. Automate the filter opening across 16 bars. Then resample the result. Chop a 1-bar phrase, reverse one section, and place it before the drop. If it works, the section should feel like it's building pressure without needing a lead melody. So the big takeaway is simple.